This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. For the first time in nearly four decades, the United States has delivered food to Cuba. Two ships docked yesterday at the port of Havana carrying thousands of tons of corn feed and chicken parts. A year-old U.S. law permits the sale of food and medicine to the island, but bars U.S. financing or credits. Cuba initially refused to buy under those conditions, but reversed its position after Hurricane Michelle destroyed many of its crops last month. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports from Havana.
38-year-old perfume vendor Armadillo Amava was born after the 1959 Cuban Socialist Revolution and has lived her whole life under the U.S. embargo. She says she's thrilled to see the first ship in 40 years carrying U.S. food into Havana's harbor. She says she came down here to the seawall along with dozens of others to witness history.
This is really an important moment for relations between Cuba and the United States. It's a step that could improve relations. I believe all Cubans are ready to appreciate this along with Americans. It could help us economically.
On this windy morning, two ships raced to be first into the port. Crowley Corporation reached the dock first with its load of chicken parts. Archer Daniels Midland, bringing 24,000 tons of corn feed, arrived second but got to the press first. Larry Cunningham is ADM's Senior Vice President for Corporate Communications. He says this sale is the result of 8 years of negotiations, but he considers this long-awaited delivery the beginning.
It's our hope that these initial shipments and sales to Cuba will serve the purpose of proving the point that it's a logical thing for Cuba and the United States to trade with one another. Archer Daniels Midland has long been an advocate for free trade with all countries, including Cuba.
ADM's corn feed is destined for malnourished livestock. En route over the next few months are boatloads of wheat, soybeans, rice, and lumber, totaling up to $30 million. These sales are a one-time deal under a law signed in October 2000 by then-President Bill Clinton. Financing restrictions initially angered Cuban President Fidel Castro, who last year said he would not purchase a single grain of rice from the U.S. But then, on November 4th, Hurricane Michelle struck the island. The storm, the worst in 50 years, swept across central Cuba, wiping out citrus crops, sweeping away hundreds of thousands of chickens, and flattening sugarcane. These cane fields, near the tiny town of Jagüey Grande, were hardest hit. 41-year-old sugar worker Carlos Gonzalez points out the devastation. The sugar has been knocked over, he says. The machines can't cut it when it's like this because they have to grab the cane at the base. We'll have to harvest by hand, he says, with machetes. Gonzalez, a thin man in ragged clothes who survives on the equivalent of $10 a month, says he knew the food sale from the U.S. was imminent, and he's glad for it.
Medicina, comida, todo bien, 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 bien.
Great, he says. They're bringing lots of stuff, medicines. I hope they bring more. In my country, we need a lot. Hurricane Michelle gave President Fidel Castro a reason to buy U.S. food, but some analysts suggest it was also a convenient cover for a more political goal. Cuba's 11 million residents are a potentially large market for American farmers. This initial sale has whet the appetites of the powerful U.S. farm lobby and its senators, most of whom share the same goal as Castro, ending the U.S. embargo. Peter Hakim is president of the nonprofit Inter-American Dialogue in Washington, D.C.
They feel they have gained some ground, and they may begin to push even harder now for a wider opening that would allow for a more continuing systematic sales to Cuba.
The U.S. Senate has approved a farm bill that would grant Cuba access to credit for purchases, but it seems unlikely the embargo will be dismantled in the near future. A State Department official who asked not to be named said relations between the U.S. and Cuba have worsened since the September 11th attacks on the U.S. He called Cuba's condemnation of the U.S.-led war on terror reprehensible. Cuba itself remains on the U.S. list of terrorist nations. Still, the sale is an important symbolic gesture. While both nations continue their hostile public relationship, more ships with U.S. food will sail into Havana, ships flying both countries' flags in an undeniable sign of cooperation. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, Havana, Cuba.